Welcome to the Draw Doctors Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host John Crockett for what is the potentially final ISO draft of 2020. We do not know how the rest of the year is going to pan out, and we are talking all things shoe brands, and we are drafting a band, and not just so much like your Metallica, your Foo Fighters, but we are taking the best of everything and making them one band. And to help us do that is the man from Western Victoria. It is Stevie Fizz. Welcome.
G'day, John. G'day, listeners. A lot to unpack for myself. I'll be launching a new project in a couple of weeks. A bit exciting now. I'll be turning 40. Midlife crisis fully going. We are hitting the warp drive there. So I've got a new little project I'll be starting there. So if you're a golfer, it might be interesting. But also working my second bottle of Merlot. So should be a good pod. Regret tomorrow, but good pod tonight.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And he is the man from Tasmania, the people's draft doctor. It is the man himself, the statesman. Welcome.
Yes, let's hope that this is our last ISO draft. As much as I'm enjoying kicking your ass, I think it's 8 to Stato and 7 to the rest of you. I quite honestly just want to get back to talking about real footy. And another sad thing that's happened this week is the second half of the week really tailed off with Jimmy. Just a lot of Jimmy talk at the beginning of the week and not enough Jimmy talk at the end of the week. But so I think I better fill in for Jimmy, because Jimmy likes Elaine and Jimmy doesn't like misunderstandings. So everything's going to be third person for Stato tonight.
Oh, Jesus Christ. There's a lot of editing to whoever's cutting this show this week. Good luck, Cam, and we welcome to you, Cam.
Yeah, g'day, guys. And I think it's really interesting this week with the ISO drafts being the last one. Steve basically put his foot down, saying, you know what, I'm going full alpha and I'm picking the topics. And then he went with shoes.
I know. I spent like 3 hours researching cult massacres, and that's all just gone into the fire pit. Gone.
Wasn't that... Oh, was that? I thought you were just doing that anyway.
Oh, well, yeah, no.
Just
Steve got me
lazy Saturday night.
Got me Jones up for Jonestown.
Well, I mean, we could draft our favourite people who killed toddlers in Jonestown, and that'd be a great draft. But look, we started this show for the people. Well, not really. We started our own fucking amusement, but the people is why we continue to do this show, because the people love me, right? They love a lot of self-congratulations going on there. No, but it's like we try to please the people, and they gave us great suggestions, so I'm happy to do that. And I also thought it was, you know, potentially a great way to earn some Patreon dollars and, like, grift the listeners. If they wanted us to keep doing ISO drafts, we could get them to give us some of their stimulus money, and we could keep doing that on the side. So
I think it's also interesting.
I'm pandering to the listeners.
Guys, I think it's really interesting to note that after one bottle of Merlot, Steve turns into Stato. Who knew that?
And it's amazing. It's a bottle, not a cask this week.
Oh, yeah.
So he must have got his stimulus package.
Stimulus money is rampant.
Stato likes Pinot.
There you go. We Steve are going to kick Merlot. It off. Oh, we'll do a bit of a recap. Stato, why don't you take us through the numbers of last week? I'm just appalled by the listeners who did not have a childhood and didn't play any Nintendo game. You know, I'll get fucked. And I'm just going to take this draft, so I don't care anymore.
That was and can I ask the question, how did you and Cam do so bad at this? So you guys basically, you two controlled last year's criteria. You had good pick positions, but you both botched this. What happened?
Yeah, because people think... They didn't listen to the criteria. They go, they hear GTA or COD, and they're like, oh, tits. That's, you know, like Xbox One and PS4. Get fucked. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
So we're going back to the old thing that you guys picked for your own brain rather than what the masses were going to.
But there were stipulations that people don't listen to, because people don't listen. People don't listen. People are idiots. Let's understand that.
Sorry. So Steve loves the people. We just heard that, and the people love Steve.
Stato is the people's doctor.
See, this is why that we've got the case of Stato on 739, because the people do really love Stato, and Fizz on 581, because the people love Fizz. Now, for some reason, Cam and Jono, the people don't like, and Cam and Jono complain about the people. This is the real problem here.
You know the funniest thing? The funniest thing about Jono is the one draft that totally fucked him was the wrestlers one. It was the one he would thought he was a shoo-in to win, and that's the one that absolutely killed him.
Well, it actually didn't, because I knew I didn't have pick one, so you draft by where you're positioned. I was pick fourth.
Yeah, but you had no votes. You got none.
Yeah, that was fine. That was fine. I was happy with that. I went a completely different... I tried a tank, and obviously the people don't like me.
So we're finding out that the people love Stato and Fizz, and the bottom line is that you and Cam are actually Trump, because all you've done in the last week is complain...
Very Trump thing to do, by the way.
...and blame and give rationale and excuses of why Stato is kicking your ass. The net effect of last week's results with Fizz winning fast food, which I thought was a bit of a surprise with sort of two name things, but Nando's, what a great pick that was in round one. And Stato won video games, quite clearly the most experienced video game player in the group, which has given this week's draft order to Jono for one, Fizz for two, Cam for three, who had four goes at pole position without one victory. He never even led a lap. That was the worst thing. And Stato, last position yet again. Yeah, let's go.
We're going to kick off with the shoes. First shoes is the Nikes. The Nikes are the best.
Just plain Nikes? Nikes.
What? Yeah, just plain Nike Jordans. You can't just...
So Jordans.
Yeah, yeah. So,
so you're going
that
Jordans.
That needs a little bit of quality.
Jordans.
Yeah, Jordans.
Yeah.
So it's actually Air Jordan.
Jordan's, man. That's a street name, wouldn't
it? Yeah, Jordan.
That's a street name.
Jono from the mean streets of... Well, I suppose Cranny
West.
They are the mean streets, actually. I don't want to walk through there. Yeah. I'm going to go the Chuck Taylors, which...
Ooh,
solid.
I mean, I would have taken a pick one.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I'm going to lock in Havaianas, boys. The Pluggers.
What are they?
Thongs. They are thongs.
Okay.
Thongs.
The thong song.
Some Cisco up in
there.
There
you go.
I'm going to go the Nike Air.
Okay.
And I will go the Converse All-Star.
Wait, isn't that what I got?
That's the Chucks, I reckon.
It's the Chucks. It's not the Chucks. No, it's not. I'll go the Adidas NMD.
You can just have Adidas. There you go.
Yeah, Adidas, yeah.
No, it's got to be NMD. There's like three or four different Adidas on my list, and I won't make it to 16.
Otherwise. Oh, is it? Wait, so what is it? MMD. Yeah. I don't know shoes. This is Stato's Burns selection. Seems like he has
NMD.
A good feel on things.
Yeah, I have a good feel.
Yeah, it's weird.
Ooh, I'm going to lock in...
That's a good feel.
I'm going to lock in Vans Classic.
Oh, fuck. So you're going to tell me that now that Classic is going to cover Old School?
No, it doesn't. They're two separate things.
All right.
Yep. Okay, there's a lot to unpack here, and I don't understand any of that, what you've just said. Jeez, I'm really going to rely on the Chuck Taylors to get me over the line here. I'm just going to go with Uggs. Just
fuck. That was my fourth round.
Yeah, I got no idea.
Thought I'd sneak through with the Uggs.
People are going to
I'm going Dunlop Volleys.
Oh, that's going to get votes. That's a vote getter, I reckon.
And the traditional Blundstones. Blunnies.
Oh.
What?
You know, because you're not a tradie and, you know, you sit in your little ivory tower there. They're a working man's boot, so this is a podcast for the working people.
Do working men still wear Blundstones? That's my big question, because Christ, I haven't seen them in years.
Well, they're not Australian-owned and made anymore.
Can we actually stop outlandish statements that you're making here, Jono?
What's that?
If you actually understood what our people are, I think you'd have a few more votes than 514.
I really don't care what the people are. I'm just going for what I like, man. I'm just going for what I like.
When were you a working man either, manager boy?
4 years ago, I was.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm still on the tools. I'm still
all
on
right,
the tools.
All right, that's it. I've got to take the Crocs. Feels like a good third rounder.
I think, you know, the thing, there'll be a joke component vote that'll go to Steve.
Oh, he's going to get, I reckon he might win on Uggs and Crocs alone. He doesn't even need Chucks in there. He's going to win.
What are you going, Cam?
I will lock in, I'll go Adidas Gazelles.
Thank you very much, mate. I'll go the Asics Gel. And I'm going to finish off with a bit of class because Stato and the Pinot and the R.M. Williams boots.
Oh, my goodness. He is Trump. That's like the Australian Trump shoe. That is. Are you a Clive Palmer supporter?
Oh, mate, come on. R.M. Williams. That's class, mate.
I'm going to finish off with something a little bit different and go Back to the Future's self-lacing shoes.
What?
They did make them.
They did.
What brand is that?
Nike.
Nikes are gone.
Oh, you can't just say Nike. In general, are gone.
How do you fucking think I fit this shit in the fucking poll, Cam? You and your fucking shitty words. You fucking dickhead. This is why you couldn't have Trump quotes.
Yep, correct.
Get the technical name for it, and because it is.
We'll just change it. We'll change it to Adidas Stan Smith. That's going to fit in.
Just Stan Smith. Just write Stan Smith.
Stan Smith.
Stan Smith.
Stan Smith.
Wasn't he that guy who took Mark of the Century?
Isn't he a singer?
Or is he the dad on Family Guy?
Shane Smith.
I think that's Sam Smith.
Ricky
Bobby. It's like, what do I do with my hands here?
Three cheers for the shoe draft, though, boys.
Yeah, it's
so
fucking
good.
Jesus Christ. You and your fucking burners, Stato. This is the shittest thing we've ever done. I've got a couple left on my list, but...
Go for it, mate.
Maybe I'll go for the women's vote.
Go for it.
Go for the Dean Laidley vote and get the... Is it Jimmy Choo's?
There he is. I had Jimmy Choo on my list.
I'm locking that.
All right. Now, there's... Okay. When I was a kid growing up, there was two shoes...
Oh, here we go.
There was two shoes I had when I was growing up. There was the Reebok Pump and the Puma Disc. Does anyone remember the Puma Disc? It was basically a little disc with fishing wire, and that's... But I'm going to go the Reebok Pump.
Yeah, Reebok Pump. Yes.
God, I had so many pumps. I even had the double pumps.
Double pumps?
Yeah, the dual chambers.
Okay. Do you remember the Puma disc, though? It was literally just like fishing wire.
It was a thing on the front, yeah.
Yeah.
So they do snowboarding boots these days, actually.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay, so wrapping up the teams, Jono's gone for the Jordans, the Volleys, the Blundstones, and the Pump. That's a great team, Jono. I really like that team.
Yeah, well done.
I've got the Chuck Taylors, the Uggs, the Crocs, and the Jimmy Choos. Cam has got the Havaianas, the Vans Classics, the Adidas Gazelles, and the Stan Smiths.
I don't even know what a Stan Smith is.
No. Yeah, Stato's got the Nike Airs, Adidas MNDs. MNDs, isn't that the... They've raised money for MND?
No, NMD.
NMD. Asics Gazelles and the R.M. Williams.
No, Asics Gel.
Asics Gazelle.
G-E-L.
Asics Gel. Yeah, right. Gel. This is a great draft. Let's do this again.
You can just say Asics.
Do you want to do another four rounds? This is just some spectacular.
Some sort of New Balance in there for, you know, for your sneens. fans and your Batuta fans out there.
Yeah, cut the lawns out in the new.
That's it.
Steve, can I just qualify? Cam didn't pick this draft. Jono didn't pick this draft. Stato didn't pick this draft.
Yes, he did.
You picked this draft.
No, no, no. Steve. You picked it with one of your burner accounts.
I feel like there's no way I could come. I can't come last in this draft. I feel like it's not a bad draft for me.
No, that's Cam.
Yeah, Cam's last. Oh.
Yeah, you guys totally underestimate the Gazelles and the Stan Smith.
I've never heard of these things. No, no.
You say that each week, Cam, and then you start having a crack at vanilla, bloody burner accounts. You're going to blame everything, Trumpy. Just stand by your picks.
Literally was standing by my picks. That's the exact thing that I was doing.
Fake news, Cam.
Oh my God, there he goes trumping again. Okay. What are we doing? What are we doing?
We're going to do another couple rounds, aren't we? This is so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Lock in Skechers.
So much fun.
Yeah, are they those shoes that had wheels in them? Can we get them?
LA Gear. Remember LA Gear?
Barter shoes.
They had the flashing lights.
My school shoes were barter shoes.
Yeah, I think
What was the,
my daughter
the
had
K26s? What were they? K26s? Oh, we got them at Kmart for about $5.
Hush puppies?
Oh, no.
Especially if we didn't get Niblix, the old golf shoe in there. That'd be...
Lacoste. All right, we are moving on. There is no Stato's joke this week.
This year.
Thank God. I don't think there has been a joke so far this year when it comes to that segment. But we are going to just have a quick round table about the things we have missed about fantasy football. We haven't had the banters going on. Normally, I think it would have been about round 10 or something this week. I don't know. I'm that far gone down the rabbit hole. But normally there's always banter on your social media chats and all that sort of thing. So just kicking off with Cam, what's some of the couple of things that you've missed from fantasy football this year?
My main thing is just the waiver wire pickups, to be honest. Like, my team stunk it up in round one. And the amount of times that I've wanted to look for a speculative pick... over the break has been probably at least 5 times, probably not too much more because I haven't paid too much attention over the break. But now getting back into it, I keep on looking at the wave wire and I'm like, I have no, like, it's only one round of data to base anything on. And that to me is probably not enough. And it says someone like a Carl Amon is going to be a premium this year, which is just not. And so it's, you know, a miss being able to just take a speculative flyer every week. And just be like, yeah, you know what? I will try Carl Amon and him probably just crash and burn.
I picked up Carl Amon at the start of the year and in Supercoach 92, bang, bang. Straight off the bat. But the thing is, though, we had one round before this whole lockdown, but now we're back to round two. The game's going to change because it's a condensed season. I think it's going to be a fast-paced game, a lot of quick ball movement, none of this slow kick mark sort of stuff, so... I've definitely missed the bands, but I'm like you, Cam. I've missed the just sitting there for hours and hours looking at the waiver wire pickups. But it's also getting those trades together where you might be weak in a position and you're looking at someone else's team and just messaging back and forth and sitting by the phone. And, you know, it's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. They still haven't responded to your message, and it's like, have they seen it? You know, just wanting to get that trade done.
And the worst thing is at the moment as well, after round one, you know, there were some primos that maybe performed quite poorly and some mid-tiers that performed quite poorly as well. And historically, you'd then maybe try and pilfer them from someone, like, you know, buy low sort of thing. But because everyone's kind of forgotten how everyone went in round one, everyone's going back to the pre-season view of the player. And so the pilfering isn't really available at the moment. Like, there's no buy low.
No, I think
people are,
I think we're
whatever
have,
the preseason
have two or
again.
3 weeks before the pilfering starts. Stato, what have you missed from fantasy football?
Look, plenty, to be honest. I actually love the rhythm because you make errors at the beginning of the season. I've done some stupid things after round one, round two, throughout the years. But the actual rhythm, you actually pick up and start seeing the season really well. So therefore, you can start making the really smart trades that actually create premierships, Cam. You might get one day. But the actual rhythm of the season actually gets you to understand what's coming up, the understanding the fixture of the next four rounds, how many wins you can get, planning for the buys, all that type of stuff, that's actually lost. So we actually start almost again, but it feels like we're starting further on the back foot than we are at a normal pre-season. So it's going to be very interesting. So I've missed the rhythm.
The way I understand it, and I'm pretty sure I'm wrong on this one, but the way I understand it, they're going to have a floating fixture like the NRL have had for quite a number of years, where they're going to just going to have it in blocks of, say, 4 or 5 weeks of fixturing. So we're not going to know what's going to happen from round, say, 6 onwards. So that's going to make our planning even harder, especially like we don't know how the finals are going to make up, like how we can set our teams up, how the finals are going to come up. That's going to make it even harder this year, for sure.
It'll mean the waiver wire becomes much more important than it ever has before. So you could actually look at trading to actually help you throughout the finals, because you knew who your matchups were grand final week. Mm. So you could pick Nick Riewoldt to make Big Cox have another happy thing. You could pick Nick Riewoldt 6 weeks in advance to say he's just going to have a massive. I can sell the farm. I can give away a young gun who's injured. It's not going to help me this year to win a premiership for getting Nick Roo. You can't do that this year. So your actual waiver wire becomes so much more important. So you can't trade smartly as you normally could. You actually need to be more flexible. So we're actually, in a way, we're all dumbed down a little bit. So those that actually think much further ahead lose that advantage.
I'm actually quite interested to see what leagues do when they have a trade ban coming in towards that finals where you can't trade to get especially against those, you know, say Essendon are playing the Gold Coast, who, you know, are known for being ultimate scoring against them. So it's going to be interesting this year. Steve, what have you missed about fantasy footy?
Just the friendships. That's the reason I play fantasy football. I was having a joke before. Yeah, Stato.
Yeah, sorry. What, you're not friends with us? So because it hasn't been going through, you've lost your friendship with us?
No, he's more talking about just in our home league, we get together once a year, like halfway, like during the bye rounds, we'll get together, have some pizzas and drinks and catch up. I know Steve's like 6 hours away now, but back when he was in Franger, we'd all get together. We'd get together as a league and sit down, have a few drinks, talk shit and watch a couple of games on the Saturday night, and then at the end of the season, on the grand final day, we'll get together as a league and hand out awards and trophies and just have a bit of fun.
Well, I think it's more than that, John. Like, you know, it's the messaging during the week. Like, there's no messaging to me anymore during the week. There's no video chats for me. I'm not near my friends and family anymore. I've moved a long way away, and that's my choice. So I don't see anyone. The listeners, you know, like we joke, ha, 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 the listenership has gone down, but it's tanked in the ass. And, you know, I miss the questions on Twitter. I miss the engagement with listeners, you know, asking questions on Facebook and Twitter. And I really try to do a good job. That's all. If you get answers on Twitter and Facebook, that's all me generally. I think Jono does a little bit, but that's basically all me. So I really just miss the engagement. And it's the whole reason I play fantasy football. And honestly, this podcast is about the only time I talk to people aside from the apprentice at work. And, you know, lockdown or no, that's kind of how it is. I know that's sad, but that's really my life, man.
Hopefully Mrs. Fierce is not within earshot out of that.
No, she understands all that. She understands all that.
Yeah. That's fine. All right. We're moving on now to our second draft. We are drafting a band, but not in the general sense of your Metallicas, your Foo Fighters, or even your ACDC's. We're taking the best of all the bands and we're going to make a super group. Anyone who knows music, what's a super group like? Audioslave? They were pretty good, weren't they?
Yep.
There we go.
Two bands together. Yep.
Yeah. Audioslave.
So there's them Crooked Vultures, I think.
So there's got to be a vocalist, a guitarist, a bassist, and a drummer. Those are the stipulations.
Okay.
And they can't be, you know, you can't just drag, like they play drums on one track so you can pick them there. They've got to be known for that instrument.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. Well, I'm going to take pick one. I've got literally no idea about this shit. But anyway, base, I'll take Flea.
Jeez, he's taking Flea at pick one. That, oh, fuck, I hate you guts, Jono, because I really don't want to pick this asshole, but I think I really have to pick Dave Grohl on drums. Unfortunately.
Yes.
I'm gonna take Freddie Mercury on vocals, thanks.
I really didn't expect Jono to go that way at pick one.
I knew Dave Grohl was a popular pick, but I'm just like, I don't know where to pick him. Like I don't know music. I would have had him Lee sing.
Oh my god. I think we're about to see it, guys. I think we're about to see
the Stato's head explode.
The Tom Morello and who's that other fella? Chris Cornell double. I'm very excited for this.
I think he's. I thought he froze then for a second.
No, I only had three people for my first round, thinking that you guys would go a little bit different, and they were Flea, Freddie Mercury, and Dave Grohl. So my strategy's fucked.
We got him the final draft, and we got him.
It's a penance of fucking winning all the time.
Mate, you only barely win just over half the time.
Yeah. And the real problem I've got now is actually building a strategy. It really does freaking well hurt.
That's funny. I reckon there's two really clear-cut picks. But that's my list.
Sorry, and what category are they?
No, we'll talk about it after if you like. I'm not giving them away. I'm hoping one of them makes it back.
No, I'm not going to be.
Well, someone else is drafting between you and I. Oh, is it Tim Rogers?
He's a cock. Sorry, I'm talking about you, Ken. That was a cock. Right.
I genuinely am not sure if Statesman is actually just stroking out here.
I have to go guitarist because it's the only one not used. And although I'm happy with all four I have on my list, I'll pick number one, Slow Hand himself, Eric Clapton.
That's such a Stato pick.
Wow.
I thought there's someone better. Pick?
What do you mean such a Stato pick? I mean, cam pick.
Eric Clapton's fine, but he's the same age as you. But I thought there was someone better.
I'm so surprised he didn't go Tom Morello. I just don't even know how to think anymore.
I'll go.
Look at the fear in
John...
his face.
I'll go John Bonham, drummer, ooh. Led Zeppelin.
Ooh, nice.
Normally recognises the best drummer in the world has ever seen.
I'm going for the votes, though.
Yeah,
Dave Grohl was the votes, yeah.
There was another drummer I would have picked in front of John Bonham, though.
There's a couple of really good drummers. I'm going to look in Travis Barker.
I think that wasn't one of them.
That was not one.
He's awesome, man. He is very good.
I think Jono's going to have the pick of the drafts fall in his lap. I'm just going to take Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Thanks. Legit considering it, pick two.
Was not on my list.
He was my first guitarist, but I had to go Clapton with the mix that I end up building.
Sure.
So I'll take my drummer with Keith Moon.
Yep, number three for me. And
why would you pick your drummer in round two when everyone else has picked their... Oh, no, wait, Ken. Yeah, everyone else has picked their drummer.
Yeah,
because Jono is Jono.
I really don't care, and I have no idea about this shit, so... Pete Townsend, is he good?
pitchy guitarist, obviously.
Yep.
Can't believe Phil Collins. I was legit. I had Phil Collins at 2.
For drums.
For drums.
Yeah, I had Ginger Baker, and then I had Phil at 5, yeah, but, so I just kept Phil off my list.
But people know Phil Collins' drum roll. Like, that's... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But people know Keith Moon, too, don't they?
Going down the stairs.
No. Not...
Oh, he wasn't on my list. I had Joey Jordison and Chad Smith from
who?
Chili Peppers. Yeah.
No Ringo, love.
I also had Tommy Lee. I just think people know him. I also had Animal from Lee. Animal from the Muppets.
I had Lars Ulrich, so
everyone knows Lars. A good pick. Lars Ulrich.
For my next pick on bass, I'll take Paul McCartney.
Oh, fuck you.
That's a great pick.
That's a good pick.
Well done.
Fuck.
He was second on my list. Cameroon.
It's not me, is it?
Oh, is it me? Oh, I'm going to go bassist as well and go John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin.
Oh, that's good. Glad you've done that.
I had him before.
So I need to grab a singer and a bass player. So the bass player, I'm going to go a bit left field, but Roger Waters. But DPP, Pink Floyd, if you're looking at me like that, Jono, yeah.
Yep.
Don't know who he is.
Just deers in a headline,
wrote,
mate.
Wrote in a Dark headline. Side have of the heard, Moon have and heard The Wall.
Have heard Money by Pink Floyd?
I've heard the song Money. I don't know. Just, I know band names, but I don't know who sings them. I don't know the name of songs. Just, I'm terrible.
And because I've got Roger Waters, Eric Clapton and John Bonham, I need to take a lead singer that's going to fit them to round off the package. And how about this for a round 4 pick? A DPP, John Lennon.
Don't mind. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
All 4 of my guitarists are still there. That's not good. For me, I don't think.
Your lead guitarist.
Oh, my
bass.
God. I know who's rounding out my team, and my team is fucking sick.
I'm going to go... I'm going to lock in Tom Morello for guitarist.
Good pick.
Yeah, I'm going to...
It's a very good pick.
I'm going to take David Bowie in the 4th.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Lead singer. I'm going to go Chris Cornell or Lemmy.
Beyonce.
I'd pick Taylor Swift and just tweet the Swifties.
Yep. Tweet the Swifties.
What's that Asian band that's got that... there's an Asian band and they've got like... It's like an NSYNC type band, but one of them's really popular and they're lead singer. They're Korean, so there's like 400 million.
Yeah, it's K-pop.
Yeah.
Bloody,
yeah.
Girl Generation, I reckon, is the band.
Give me Chris Cornell.
Yep, good pick, man. The lead singers to miss out, I'm surprised Kurt Cobain didn't get mentioned, but Robert Plant and Bono are the 2 obvious ones.
Jim Morrison, Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, those 2 for me.
Yeah.
My guitarist, like John Robert Frusciante Palmer. From the Chili Peppers. Yeah. Johnny Ramone.
No.
Tommy Ramone.
Keith Richards.
If you want votes, Slash or Jimmy Page.
Yeah, I had Santana and Slash for votes.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley or Ozzy Osbourne, maybe.
The singers for me, Robert Smith's the one. Like, I love Robert Smith.
Did anyone have Sting for bass?
No.
He was on my list but got dropped off. Yeah. So who effectively I wanted was my band... was going to be Freddie Mercury, lead singer of Flea, Grohl, and Jimi Hendrix.
In what world were you getting that?
Well, in a world where I didn't win every other fucking draft and didn't have pick 4. But yeah, it was going to be a little bit tough. But yeah.
My bass player was Les Claypool, who I would have gladly taken. But anyway, running through the list, Jono has Flea, Keith Moon, Pete Townsend, and Chris Cornell. I've got Dave Grohl, Jimi Hendrix, Paul McCartney, and David Bowie. Cam has got Freddie Mercury, Travis Barker, JPJ, and Tom Morello. Stato's got Eric Clapton, Bonham, Roger Waters, and John Lennon. A lot of old people.
Yeah, but well, that's who I was left with. The votes were always going to be Flea and Grohl.
Very happy with my lineup there, boys. Very happy.
I don't know if mine's good or not.
I'd love to hear an album.
Hey?
I don't know if mine's good or not, so I don't know. Like I said,
I've built a terrific band, but I don't know if I'll grab the votes.
Because it's... But what are people's thoughts on Lemmy? Would you have him as lead singer or bass?
Bass.
Yeah, I love his voice.
I do like his voice.
His voice is great.
There's too many vocalists, though. That's the thing.
Exactly. Yeah, and there's not enough bassists that are known. So.
Well, I only had 5 bass players on my list, and he was one of them.
Yeah, I had 4 because I assume none of you jerks would pick Les Claypool.
And I had Jack Bruce on there as well.
Who?
Jack Bruce. Jack Bruce, Ginger Baker, Eric Clapton.
Doesn't he play full forward for the Bulldogs now?
First supergroup.
We do have one question, actually, surprisingly, this week. And it's from Russ, and he says, if one of the hub teams wins the 2020 Premiership, can Stevie Fears claim it as a Gold Coast Suns Premiership?
Can and will. I was actually playing golf on Saturday, and the dude had a Richmond Tigers bag, and we started talking about, I said, oh man, you'd be keen for the footy to start, you know, being a Richmond fan, like, you know, you're in their prime sort of thing. And he's like, oh, you know, we started talking about footy. He's like, oh, who do you go for? I said, you know, the Suns. And he just looks at me, it's just, how do you get there? And it's like, oh, well, you know, because Eddie Maguire's a massive fuckhead. So, anything, it's not a big leap.
Well, what's going to interest me for fantasy coming forward is if we are playing these 16-minute quarters still, I think it's going to be your distant runner players are going to spend more. Are they going to change the interchange? Has that been announced or anything yet? Or because the way I'm looking at it is your Tom Scully types who just run the whole bloody game are going to be massive when it comes to fantasy football.
Do you think? Because they already spend all the game on the field. Like, wouldn't it help the other guys that...
I don't know.
Like, surely the guys who play in the middle and purely in the middle get a boost because they're not going to have to spend as much time off the field or in other positions. Like, the clearance specialists are going to be able to... I don't know. Stato probably knows more about it than us.
Yeah, it's the key thing that's going to change will be those that use their elite endurance at the end of quarters normally just won't get that boost. Yeah.
Boom.
That's the key thing.
Because, yeah, I saw interviewing Isaac Smith on the news, and they said he didn't give too much away, but that they were training as in burst training. So, like Dane Swan used to do, like playing, 5-7 minute bursts, just bang, explosive football. So that's probably what we're going to see going forward.
So they're going out in the piss regularly. That's
and taking
preparing
drugs.
To be a
yes,
burst player. Yeah,
Of course. All right, that was our final ISO draft for 2020, we hope. We are back to all things fantasy football next week. Thanks for listening. If you want to check us out on social media, we are on Twitter at The Draft Doctors and on Facebook. Check us out there. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.